Within a few days after the Guadeloupe Conference, a military aircraft from Brussels landed in Mehrabad Airport in Tehran. The aircraft was carrying an American general, Robert Heuser, who arrived in Iran without prior notice. His main mission was arrangement for the Shah's exit from Iran and prevention of any misconduct by heads of Iran's army following the Shah's departure. From the very beginning, a coup d'etat, similar to what they orchestrated in 1953 and codenamed Rescue Mission, was set on the agenda of Heuser and a group of high-ranking generals loyal to the Shah, who were later known as Group 5. The plot was evaluated in the army's headquarters several times. So in case the last prime minister of the Pahlavi regime, Shapur Bakhtiar, failed to suppress Imam Khomeini and the people, they can carry out a mission on the night before February 11. The United States had also announced to Heuser its full-scale military and logistic support for the coup d'etat. But the storm of events formed a different destiny. On January 24th, exactly when news about Imam Khomeini's return to the country gained momentum, Bakhtiar told all international airliners to cancel their flights to Tehran in order to prevent the Imam's return. Moreover, with Bakhtiar's order, a lot of tanks and armored vehicles were deployed to Mehrabad Airport to prevent Imam Khomeini from entering the country. Following these measures, people close to the Imam announced that due to the closure of airports, his trip to Tehran was postponed for 2 days. To protest against this move by the regime, revolutionary clerics decided to hold a sit-in inside Tehran University's mosque. At the beginning of the sit-in, the first statement by the protesting clerics in Tehran University was issued on January 28, 1979. Following this move, numerous people flooded towards Tehran University. Other clerics also tried to reach the university's mosque by all means possible to join the sit-in. With a huge number of people in the scene, Bakhtiar's government, which was shivering in fear and horror, ordered soldiers to open fire on people. People who were trying to join clerics in the sit-in in Tehran University's mosque were attacked from the upper floors of the gendarmerie building by forces under the command of General Qarabaghi.
قبل از انقلاب در دوران حرکت عظیم مردمی حالا ماجراهای 17 شهریور و کشتار مردم و این مسائل که خب همه به وسیله دولت دست نشانده آمریکا انجام گرفت به جای خود در 8 بهمن یعنی چند روز قبل از ورود امام به داخل کشور در همین خیابان‌های تهران همین خیابان انقلاب مردم اجتماع کرده بودند ژنرال هایزر که فرستاده آمریکا بود که آمد ایران برای اینکه شاید بتوانه یه جوری نجات بده از دست انقلاب رژیم رو نجات بده و حفظ بکنه او در خاطرات خودش می‌نویسه اینا اسناد تاریخی است او میگه من به قرباقی گفتم ژنرال قرباقی گفتم که در مواجهه با مردم روله تفنگ هاتون رو پایین بیارید یعنی مردم رو بکشید تیر هوایی بی خودی در نکنید مردم رو قتل عام کنید اینا هم همین کار رو کردن روله تفنگ ها رو پایین آوردن عده‌ای جوان و نوجوان کشته شدن ولی جمعیت عقب نرفت قرباقی بعد آمد به من گفت هایزر میگه قرباقی بعد آمد به من گفت که این تدبیر تو فایده ای نکرد مردم عقب نرفتند وقت می‌نویسه که من هایزل میگه دیدم این جنرال‌های شاه چقدر کودکانه فکر می‌کنند. کودکانه فکر می‌کنن، یعنی باید ادامه می‌دادن، باید مرتب می‌کشتن. ببینید این رژیم دست نشونده بود. جنرال آمریکایی دستور قتل عام هموطنان را به ارتش بود ایرانی میدهد و او عمل میکنه، به دستور او، به توصیه او عمل میکنه و چون فایده ای ندارد میره به او میگه فایده نداره. او هم میگه اینا بچه‌ن، اینا کودکانه فکر میکنن. این ماحصل و خلاصه حکومت پهلوی در ایرانه.
Massacres continued on that day, but people didn't surrender. Streets, universities, mosques, and hospital aisles were filled with martyrs and volunteers who had come to help. Later, documents taken from the SAVAK, the Shah's intelligence service, revealed that after the September 8th event, this day was the bloodiest day during the revolution. Pressures from Bakhtiar's government failed to keep the airport closed. And finally, on the next day, January 29th, the airport was reopened. Following the massacre of January 28th, the Imam issued a message to the Iranian people, in which he asked the whole nation to condemn the illegitimate government and defy it, as submission to rebels was forbidden and against the sake of God. On February 1st, the streets of Tehran were filled with the scent of a beloved acquaintance. People were preparing for a glorious welcome for their leader and imam. Thank you.